This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the great tragedies of our day is the fact that there are thousands of God's children who read their Bibles and get practically nothing from what they read. Day by day, they roam through the fields of the Holy Bible and discover none of its abundant fruit. They wander in the ancient caverns where God has placed His treasure chest filled with the unsearchable riches of Christ and never see them. They remain spiritual paupers in a land of plenty. It is truly a tragedy. Let me share with you a simple little lesson I learned when I was a young Christian that has proved to be a rich source of inspiration and help to me down through the years. Tomorrow morning, get your Bible, a notebook, and a pen, and go to a quiet place. Open your Bible to a book you would like to read. Get on your knees and ask the Lord to speak to your heart. Make this a matter of earnest prayer, then begin to read. Read slowly until in the quietness of your heart, the Holy Spirit says something just to you. Open your notebook and write it down. Then begin to pray again. Pray back to God what He has spoken to your heart. You are now in communion with God. From His throne in heaven, He has spoken to you by His Holy Spirit. You have taken that communication and returned it to the throne of grace in prayer. The circle of communion has been completed from God to you and back to Him. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to apply the Word of God to your life. Continue to pray on the basis of God's Word until your spirit burns with its message. Then take your notebook and jot down some specific plan to put into action that God has placed on your heart. As you write, continue to pray for grace and strength to do what you know you must do. God may have spoken to you about a command to obey, an example to follow, a sin to avoid or forsake, or a promise to claim. Make your application as personal as possible. It must be concerned with something specific and be clearly stated. It will result in a personal spiritual blessing and deepening of your own relationship to God, or with something that will improve your relationship with a fellow Christian, or someone outside of Christ. Be sure to state clearly what you intend to do by God's help. It may be memorizing a verse on the subject, so that the Holy Spirit can continue to speak to you. It may be writing a letter to someone, or apologize, or try to right some wrong. Let me stress again the importance of prayer and dependence on the Holy Spirit. If we go to the Bible depending on our own human abilities, what we derive will be on the human level. The Holy Spirit, in dependence on Him, will guide us into truth. John 16:13 says, "Nevertheless, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." Your mind discovers only partial truth, and the mind can produce more problems than it has solutions, and lead you to frustration and bewilderment. Thinking and praying must go hand in hand. As we rely on the Holy Spirit, He will bring to your remembrance the very thing we need at the time we need it. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Application is putting the truth of God into practice in daily life. The visible result of time with the Lord is a life being conformed more and more to the image of Christ. May God bless you as you apply the Scriptures to your daily life.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.